I began by saying we were dealing with scenarios, and after our conversation, I would venture a modest concluding prediction that irrespective of what happens in all of the detail and how long it takes, that the hypothesis of the azification of Russia will come to pass, and that the engagement subject to Russia not disintegrating and becoming secessionist and creating border problems for China in security terms, that it will be a rich fruit for the picking to do with the development of the resources of northern Siberia and so on, and even with climate change, the various Arctic resources. This is life. I think the direction that it may well travel to do with that larger space. And on all of the other issues that came, we have to acknowledge, of course, unhappily, that if we stand for values but we don't live by them, that we diminish ourselves. And I would say, to Bridget's point, if I look at Abu Ghraib and the shame of what happened there, and junior officials who conducted it charged before a court, but senior officials who developed it were never touched. When I looked at the lingering shame of Guantanamo Bay, all these things really trouble my conscience, and I think they diminish the moral standing of people who want to talk about human rights. But the thing I loved in all my years in the European Parliament, which is not the answer to everything, so no naivety, or that the European Union will do all the things we would like it to do, it may not. But what it was the institutionalisation of a powerful understanding that the force of reason and the force of law should be our first resort to force, and ideally our last. And only in the most extreme circumstance should we resort to the force of arms.